This is how we are welcoming you to this evening's edition of the program. This is the PM edition for the 23rd of November 2014. We are reaching from London. My name is Uchamba Four. As always, this is still here for a live broadcast. Advance warning, there is some intermittency, and of course, the issue of connectivity here will be seriously undermining this program, but we are trying to make sure that this does not persist. This is still Radio Biafra Live. Wherever you are listening, this is the PM edition of Radio Biafra News Hour for the 23rd of November 2014. We have been a bit delayed. As always, we are having some connection issues, and sometimes it spills over. But one thing is clear, that no matter how long it takes, Radio Biafra News Hour will come to you as proposed. Once again, from wherever you are listening, this is the PM edition for the 23rd of November 2014. We welcome you from wherever you are, to you indigenous people of Biafra, to all men and women of goodwill, to all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is the hour, this is the time, and welcome you once again. This is the platform upon which we continue to pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. This evening's program is going to be straightforward, and we are going to be blunt in every sense of it. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.biafrarestoration.com, www.ipob.org, www.ipob.co, you will be able to get this program live. We are also on satellite, and especially for those on MS5 satellite, all you need to do is to turn your dish towards 17 degrees east. We are also on other satellite platforms such as DARSAT and Arab Satellite. All you need to do is to go on the satellite radio category and search for Radio Biafra. We are also on TuneIn and on Shoutcast. Download TuneIn app if you are using iPad or handheld devices, and you will be able to search for and get Radio Biafra. We are also on Shoutcast, and the most reliable among Shoutcast family remains www.radioforest.net. If you go there, you'll be able to get this program live. We are also, making available two phone lines. These are +44 810 9411 or +44 7405 964146 +44 7405 964146. Our Skype line remains Radio Biafra 1. If you call this when our lines are open, you will be able to get this program live and interact, as the case may be. Once again, welcome from wherever you are. Thank you. I'm joined in this program at the moment by the coordinator of coordinators, Dr. Clifford Iranya from the United States of America, and Prince Darlington from Senegal. We are also expecting to be joined by no other by the director of Radio Biafra and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from Biafra Land shortly. And I will first of all go to Darlington to say hello to you. Darlington, are you hearing me? Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, can you hear me? Confirm that you can hear me.
Yes, I can. Please, can you say hello to Biafrans all over the world and indeed friends of Biafra?
Hello, the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Hello, lovers of freedom. Hello, friends of Biafra worldwide. My name is Prince Darlington Chibike. I'm from Enugu State in Ogun local government area, Mako. Thank you so much as you stay tuned and listen to Gospel from London. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And we will go to Dr. Iranya now to say hello to you. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you. Can you confirm you can hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, please.
Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. My name is Maazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iranya. I come from Arondi Onyemobi, also called Umuchuku, in Oguta local government area in Biafra Land, but I reside here in Houston, Texas, United States of America. And by the grace of God, I am the coordinator of coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra, and we are freedom fighters. We are not a democratic organization. And because of that, we believe in command and control. And since we are in command and control mode, we have two principles working for us, and that is discipline and absolute loyalty. I greet every one of you, and I say, do not touch your dial. Hang on with us for the next couple of hours, and we will walk together, reason together, and see how we will be able to go forth and take back our nation, the sovereign state of Biafra. Uche,
thank you very much, Dr. Iranya. We will go now to the line to connect the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Of course, where he is now, he is on an outside event, and so you might be hearing noise from time to time. Director, are you hearing me? No, the line is off. The line is off. We will try to reconnect. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. And this is the PM edition for the 23rd of November 2014. This is your platform once more. And welcome to this program.
We'll be right back.
Yes, we are now going to the line to connect the director of Radio Biafra and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. Director, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chairman. So I need a confirmation from your side that you can hear me very well.
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead, please. Biafrans.
Thank you very much. I wish to thank all the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing at this point in time. I do welcome to every one of you, and as always, I will say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We are here in Biafra land doing the work that we were supposed to do a long, long, long time ago. This work were left undone, we have come to do it. The difficulties we are encountering is to do with people's level of honesty. That is the only difficulty we have here, but as Chukwu Abiyama will have it, we are making very serious progress. I may not be available to speak all the time or to present programs as regularly as I normally would, for the simple reason that we have things to do here on the ground, things to put in place to prepare our people for what we did promise that was going to come. And of course, we have a lot of distractions. There will be distraction now and again. The only problem we have is that the people, sometimes you feel here when you stop to help somebody, as was the case a few days ago, when I lost my glasses because I got my PA to pick up our sister from upstairs, in her, from her bedroom, to bring her downstairs to take her to the hospital. If things like that continues to happen, where people feign illness, where people, because of their, perhaps their relationship with us or closeness to us, try to take advantage of that to steal from us, then it becomes a problem. The difficulties we are encountering now is stealing. People steal from other people here a lot. And that is actually permeated, even those claiming that they are working towards the restoration of our country. Where I am is very noisy. You may have to forgive me. You may have to pardon me. But everybody, whatever you are, I am fine. I'm well. I'm kicking. The other difficulty that we may encounter in the future is distortion and lies. If I come to your house and I steal your wallet, and then I go out and I say, oh, I stopped him and got a gunpoint and I stole his, I took his wallet off him, that is distortion. Nobody took anything from me. I willingly gave over my phone to somebody to hold for me, and they stole my property, and I've made it very clear to them that they must return it. Anything in our land is imbibed with criminality. That is one thing I have discovered. Even those of them here on the ground shouting, Biafra, 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 I have not met up to 15 people who are hardcore and genuine. That is a statement of fact. So these are the things that we are looking to reverse, and we are doing so expeditiously because our timetable is very short. It's catching up with us. Therefore, we must do everything within our capacity to ensure that we deliver. And if that means sometimes me not being able to come on air, then so be it. Because our people, the so-called Biafrans who are here, some of them due to hunger, deprivation and poverty, are actually active agents of all the people who are against us and what we are doing. Therefore, we must ensure in every way, in every manner that we can, that we stay the course. These people are very hungry. They are very, very desperate. They will say anything. They will do anything in order to prove to their master that they are doing the work for which they have been paid for, which is to destroy what we are doing. We are not dealing with Biafrans here. We are dealing with active saboteurs from the inside, people driven to desperation. On one hand, they tell you, oh, why don't you come for peace? When you listen to their pleas and their cries, and when people make representations to you, you want to go and see them, they say, oh, he's here because we asked him to come. Such nonsensical nonsense have continued, now culminating in stealing. Even now, I don't take off my shoes anymore because you can leave your shoes somewhere and somebody will steal it and then tell you that they took your shoes off you. They are just a hungry bunch of people. Their mission is to destroy what we are doing from within, and they have failed and failed very, very woefully. That is the problem we're having, and we have also overcome that. So I'm very, very grateful. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Yes, Director, if you... he is off at the moment, and I hope you heard what Director said, that he gave his phones to somebody whom he was with, and then when somebody who claimed that she fainted did They went, rushed to resuscitate her, and in the process, somebody made away with his funds and eyeglasses, and that is just the situation at the moment. And the point is that what we are dealing with at the moment is not just ordinary. There are so many things that are bound to happen in the quest for the restoration of Biafra. We navigate convoluted routes, but only those who remain steadfast and focused will get to the end of it. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. Also joined on this program at the moment by Barrister Imam Mez. Barrister, are you hearing me? Please say hello to our listeners while we continue.
Good evening, my friend.
Good evening, Barrister. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Engineer Dr. Irania, and of course, our Prince Darlington
from Senegal.
Good evening, all of you, and good evening to, of course, our director who just stopped us speaking, and he's off for important mission. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, it's West, North, or South. We are always here every day. Sorry, I couldn't make it yesterday because of other things around my head. But today, I'm here with you, with Uche Mefo, to pilot this program to the end of this evening. So we welcome you to Radio Biafra PM edition. As always, if we can't talk to you, you will hear music from us. Biafra must be restored. That is the aim of our congregation here on Radio Biafra. We cannot be distracted by anybody trying to derail our commission here as to restore Biafra. We welcome you once again, wherever you are. We also thank you for your support, your assistance, and all the congratulations we get from you. But of course, we will never relax until Biafra is restored. That's our aim. Uche Mefo, back to you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We'll be back in a minute.
Then who are no Bukano?
We are rejoined on the line by the director of Radio Biafra and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. Director, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you very well. I can hear you, okay. Ever unstable, so if it goes or there's too much background noise, please don't blame me. I think there's too many people around here. Please go ahead.
You were saying that one of our sister fainted, or fainted, or pretended to have fainted, and then you rushed to resuscitate her, but before then the mobile phones were given to somebody you were with, and
I gave it to somebody who was with me,
and then they made away with
it. Is that not the version they're giving you?
Yes.
That is the fact of the matter. There is one of our people that came back from Malaysia, who happened to be there as well during all this incident. I think he's in a more better position to narrate for the benefit of the listeners precisely what transpired. What I can categorically confirm is that I gave somebody, very close to my mobile phone, to somebody who was close to me before into the office. And when I was looking for my phone to call some people to come to the office, they disappeared. I couldn't find him, so later on he came. I asked him where it was. He said he beside me, and that our sister, she has it. So that is the problem. That is the problem, which the line remains very, very wobbly. It remains very wobbly. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
No, I don't know what is happening from that particular side. Are you hearing me now? Are you hearing me? No. We will try to reconnect. We will try to reconnect.
I can't.
This is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. And in the news, we have it that the defense headquarters of the zoo called Nigeria, the contraption called Nigeria, has appealed to the international community to be more objective by showing support to the fight against Boko Haram, like the ISIS, so that they will ensure that Boko Haram is defeated very soon. And one of the arch supporters of Boko Haram, Atiku Abubakar, has said that he will not give up until he is president. And this has implications for our people, that they will continue to unleash terror on our people in order to instill fear in everybody. This is one of those who have been held, who have been very steadfast in making sure that our people are humiliated in northern part of that particular contraption called Nigeria. You remember the PDP convention in Jos when he prevailed against Alexei Kwame. They worked very, very hard to make sure that Alexei Kwame did not emerge as PDP presidential bearer. And it has significance in the sense that our people are not wanted in that particular contraption called Nigeria. And when this man, Atiku Abubakar, was asked later, he confessed that he worked against Alexei Kwame because he thought, they believed that any Igbo man vying for the presidency of the zoo called Nigeria has Biafra agenda. It is on record that that was what he said. And so our people should advise themselves accordingly. Also reporting that Boko Haram gunmen have killed 48 fish vendors in Nigeria's western Borno state near the border with Chad. It is still the continuation of the fact that the Nigerian army has nothing to offer, and that Nigerian army is divided along ethnic lines, and that the infantry brigade belongs to the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. And these people are also sympathetic to Boko Haram, and some of them are also members of Boko Haram, and that there is nothing that Nigerian army can do, because these people have support both within and outside. They have the support of the political class, they have the support of religious leaders in that particular part of the zoo called Nigeria. And our people must advise themselves accordingly. And we are also reporting that the International Crisis Group has predicted post-election violence in the zoo called Nigeria with respect to the 2015 proposed election, that is, if ever it holds. Thank you. And we will start with that last news item, news headline. We are reporting that the International Crisis Group, an independent, non-profit, non-governmental organization committed to preventing and resolving deadly conflict, has warned that the prevailing indices suggest that Nigeria is heading towards a very vital and vicious electoral contest. Given the warning in an executive summary and recommendation titled Nigeria's Dangerous 2015 Elections, Limiting the Violence, the crisis group, whose board is co-chaired by Lord Mark Murdoch Brown, former UN Deputy Secretary General and Administrator of the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, and Gassen Salame, Dean, Parish School of International Affairs, Science Pole Project, projected that next year's general elections will be more contentious than usual. This warning is coming 2 days after the Speaker of House of Representatives, Aminu Tambo, and his supporters in the House were denied entry into the National Assembly by the police, and on a day a major political party, All Progressives Congress, alleged that operatives of the Department of State Security and Op Mesa invaded the party's data center in Lagos, destroying its computers, and arrested 28 people, including 25 APC data agents and 3 security guards. The crisis group attributed its warning to the tensions within and between the two major political parties, competing claims to the presidency between Northern and Niger Delta politicians, and along religious lines, the grim radical Islamic Boko Haram insurgency and increasing communal violence in several northern states, along with inadequate preparations by the Electoral Commission and apparent bias by security agencies. The group, in the report which was released at the weekend, further warned, if this violent trend continues, and particularly if the vote is close, mired or followed by widespread violence, it will deepen Nigeria's already grave security and governance crisis. It said that the government, its agencies, and all other national figures must work urgently to ensure that the vote is not conducted in an explosive situation, as this could further destabilize the country, making a bleak forecast for next year's elections in a way that suggests that head or tail, the nation is headed for an ominous path, the crisis group said. Factional feuds within both parties could degenerate into violence during their national and state primaries. Competing claims to the presidency between Northern leaders and their Niger Delta counterparts could also result in violence in either or both regions, particularly after the polls, as in 2011, clashes could erupt in some northern states if the APC, whose front runners are all northerners, loses the polls. There is similarly a high risk of violence if the PDP loses the presidency, particularly in the Niger Delta, home region of the party's candidate, President Goodluck Jonathan. The Boko Haram insurgency and the state of emergency in Borno, Adamawa, and Yobe could prevent voting in parts of those northeastern states. If this occurs, the opposition APC, which has large following in those and other northern states, could lose a significant number of votes, reject the presidential poll's outcome, and question the elected government's legitimacy. An election not held in all states may also fall short of the constitutional requirements for electing a president, namely that the winner score 25% of the votes in the two-thirds of the 36 states, thereby raising serious legal disputes. Well, we have got this information, And as always, whatever happens to them in that particular contraption called Nigeria is up to them. But one thing is clear, our concern remains our people who are still living in the northern part of that contraption called Nigeria. You must make haste when this sun is still shining. You must make haste when the sun is still shining and relocate, because the ominous sign in the horizon portends great danger. They have been slaughtering us, they are continuing to slaughter us, and they will continue. And it is nobody's, it is not going to stop anytime soon. We enjoin our people to make haste while the sun is still shining. This is Radio Biafra. And still in line with the warning, we reference to the warning we are giving to our people about the security of their lives and properties in that northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. We are reporting that former vice president and a presidential aspirant on the platform of All Progressives Congress, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, on Sunday said that he would not give up on his bid to become the president of this country now or in the future. Atiku made this declaration in Duse Jigawa shortly before holding a closed-door consultation with Governor Sule Lamido in Duse. He said he was determined to continue to vie for the office of president if he lost the present bid until he eventually scaled through in the near future. Atiku, however, said that his chances of winning his party's primary on 10 December were bright. He also said he was ready to support whoever emerges at the primary election to ensure that that person's victory at the 2015 presidential election. Atiku had earlier told journalists that he was induced to interact with his party delegates ahead of the 10 December presidential primary of the party. The former vice president criticized the alleged swoop on IPC data office in Lagos by security operatives. News Agency of Nigeria, which is the independent news reporting platform, which also covered this, report that Atiku met with Lamido for 1 hour 30 minutes in his personal residence. Newsmen were barred from covering the meeting as it was said to be private. And one thing we are also reminding our people is that this man, Atiku Abubakar, is not the friend of Biafrans, because he has made it categorically clear, just like every other hardcore northern ethnic bigots, that Biafrans are not allowed to participate in Nigerian politics. People from Biafra land are not part of Nigerian politics. And so the best thing for you to do remains to continue to work for the absolute and unadulterated restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. There is no middle ground here. It is either we are in or we are out. But of course, while we recognize the external enemies, there are also obstacles from within, championed by those who are driven by different motives. But we urge our people to remain resolute and to remain focused. This is your platform. This is Tale Radio Biafra. still unrelated warning to our people to vacate the north. We are reporting that Boko Haram gunmen have killed 48 fish vendors in Nigeria's Western Borno State near the border with Chad, the head of the Fish Traders Association told Associated Press on Sunday. Scores of Boko Haram fighters blocked a route linking Nigeria with Chad near the fishing village of Dorongbaga on the shores of Lake Chad on Thursday and killed a group of 48 fish traders on their way to Chad to buy fish, Abubakar Gamandi said. He said the insurgents set up a barricade at Dogon Fili, 15 kilometers, 9 miles from Dorongbaga, and stopped a convoy of fish vendors around midday, slaughtering them and drowning others in the lake. The Boko Haram gunmen slit the throats of some of the men and tied the hands and legs of the others before throwing them into the lake to drown. And the question we are asking is this: if they can slaughter human beings like this, how about you, a Biafran, who is not liked or accommodated in that particular contraption called Nigeria? As we speak, there are still people from Biafra land living in the northern part of Nigeria and in that Borno State. The question is, what drives them? What is driving them? We will continue to hammer on this and we will not relent, because it is part of our responsibility to inform and to educate and, where necessary, to enlighten. This is still Radio Biafra and we are reaching from London. Lastly, we report that the defense headquarters of the contraption called Nigeria has called or has appealed to the international community to be more objective by showing understanding of the peculiarity of Nigeria's current security situation, saying that the counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations against the Boko Haram terrorists were a bit protracted because of the guerrilla tactics. The guerrilla tactics of Boko Haram. The Director of Defense Information, Major General Chris Olukolade, stated this while receiving the prestigious Alfred Daniel King Foundation Award as a distinguished military information expert in Atlanta, Georgia, United States of America. Olukolade, in a report by PR Nigeria, noted that the Nigerian Armed Forces have always striven to operate in line with the global professional best practices. He criticized the hard stance of some Western countries over perceived negative human rights records of the Nigerian military, saying it is ill-informed and based on wrong mindset. Once again, we remind you that the Nigerian military has no capacity at the moment to confront Boko Haram. They have been given one form of excuse or the other. Now they have said that the fight against insurgency against Boko Haram has been protracted because of the tactics that Boko Haram has adopted, the guerrilla tactics. And so why can't the Nigerian army also embark on the same particular method to, of course, counter them? The question is, who are they deceiving? And we continue to urge our people to be wiser by every passing day, because the truth is that the Nigerian military is depleted. Their strength is depleted. because sizable number of them are from the north, and they are sympathetic to Boko Haram and leak strategic information to Boko Haram. In most cases, and in recent times, commanders have been reported to have deserted war front and leaving Nigerian armory to Boko Haram, and they overrun and took them and then reinforced and came back. In some others, you see them deserting and running into neighboring countries. And the question is, if the military can run away, who are you, the civilian, to stand? And it points to the fact that people must resort to self-help, because the government is not there to defend you. The government cannot even defend themselves. And the best solution for us is Biafra and nothing else. There is no middle ground. There is no regionalism here, because at the end of the day, after regional system of government, you still come back to Biafra. As a matter of fact, Biafra stands for total disintegration of Nigeria and freedom for all ethnic nationalities that are lumped together in that abominable contraption. And this concludes the news headline. Of course, we will be dwelling most importantly on the issues affecting the ordinary citizens of Biafra in the contraption called Nigeria and elsewhere around the world, and that is our focus. The second phase remains, irrespective of all the sabotage, all the backstabbings, all the leaking of the information, strategic information, that one is of course is central to the successful persecution of our defense strategy to defend our fatherland and indeed Biafran people. Nevertheless, we must remain resolute and we must remain focused, for the journey has just begun. We'll be back in a minute, and after that we will go to Dr. Irayan to give us his perspective on issues. But before then, we will try to see if we can reconnect with the director of Radio Biafra and the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. And yes, I can confirm that we have rejoined the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, from Biafra land. Are you hearing me, Director?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Richard.
Oh, just 1 minute. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yes, following what you were saying before, I think it is very important, because lies have been told in this quest for the restoration of Biafra. I'm twisting all sorts of things. Everybody wants to be popular. Everybody wants to be heard on radio. Some are resorting to all sorts of platforms to record themselves to be heard. And Biafran people will actually want to know, you know, what actually happened to the mobile phones and the eyeglasses. We understand from what you said that our sister...
Yes, one of the people with me, by the name, before we got into the office,
I was holding my three phones because it's to expect it to see the way it is, because one of the idiots said he was going to be there. So I went to the office to go and see him, which I communicated to Gwenyago. On getting to the office, I got down from the car. The cab to my right said to me, "Oga, give me your phone, let me vote for you, because my pocket is better." I gave it to him to vote for me. We walked into the office. We walked into the office after everything that happened. There are other people who are there, like Clinton and men who can attest to exactly what happened, and other people there as well. So, when we finished all we're doing, our sister fainted. When she fainted, I was more concerned about her safety. I wanted to take her downstairs. I was helping to carry her down the stairs. That is the point for the truth. Until Lauren said, "No, Neva, I can carry her up myself. Where's my PA?" By the time we got to the bottom of the stairs, I went outside because I asked everybody to go out. There was this pandemonium. When this coward jumped the fence, I ran away. AK here jumped the fence, I ran away. I was asking them, "How did you let him go? Why did you let him go?" Now, as Lauren dropped our sister on the floor, our interest was to try to get the gate to open, not knowing that the reason why they said come to cast, the reason why they did what they did is so that we can be in one place, me and a vertical and a bug will be in one place broadcasting, and the Nigerian police will come there. That is the whole plan. That was their plan. But you know that Chukwudiama is great. I had actually arranged at a place called Barcelona Hotel, where I explained to her that we can have our broadcast here that very evening, and then on Tuesday, this Tuesday coming, at my choosing, I will come to the office. But that very day, considering that she is under oath, she took the oath to be loyal, some oath that all of us took. Bob is on the same oath. She took the oath. That was what allowed me to allow to stay in my company. She said she would kill herself if she doesn't stay with me. That's what she said. She said anywhere I am is where she will be. So I thought she was saying all of those things out of concern, out of the fact that she doesn't want to be left out of the struggle. So everything was not seemingly well until they came to Gwenyago calling his usual drug abuse to try to insinuate and be subordinate, which is something that I presume he is born with. What changed the whole thing? And that call, that idiot place, changed the whole thing. That was actually the call to our lives. Because if we had continued to carry out that program at Barcelona Hotel, in New Haven, the police would have come there. And things would have gone wrong. That was exactly what happened. My phone I took from my own pocket to give to the idiot. And there was our sister confirmed, the British Ghana Board confirmed. I don't know if I can say it, calling her out. Don't do so anymore. Confirm that she is the one holding my phone. The reason why they made all the charade is so they can get access to my phone. They have promised the Zulu government everything possible to destroy what we're doing from within. That's what they're doing. Anything replicate. Anything we do, they try to replicate. Trying to dissolve and destroy what we're doing from within. The idiot to my office. I was sitting in my chair inside my office, inside our office. He said to me, "This way you're behaving. The same position you're in today is what you what is driving me mad, Uche?" And the later relation was this. In my front, they said they want peace. Let us do this. Forgive us. Let's be together. Behind my back, they're talking nonsense. That is what I can't understand. That is what I cannot understand. I don't know what their problem is. I don't know if the drug they take is affecting everybody there. Nobody seems to make it. They don't make any sense at all whatsoever. So I understand why they behave the way they do. Only that they want to destroy the effort we're making. Why would they be trying to go with the police all over the place? Let me show them where I am. Why? It's carrying me to people. What for? What for? We are there. They were the ones that came looking for where I was before I saw them. And the police came and everything was resolved. She said she's not going anywhere to me. That she, wherever I am is where she will be. I don't know if she was doing all of those things to attract the attention of the authorities to come towards me. That's all. That night she said, "Oh, this is where we are." That's all. Because everything was fine. Everything was fine.
until that very time. So, since the, in our office, as all the pandemonium was, nobody came, we went, the question they must answer is this, which calls the police. And why would the British Parliament be following police up to show them my hotel? What for? What business have I got to do with the police? These are the facts. They are using my phone, taking my own private files, trying to. They, nobody has ever said for one single day, this is what, to defy the struggle. Never, ever, ever. Never. Never. Is to be peddling in the hope to weaken our people. In the hope to. That is not acceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. They are under payment from the duty disorder from within. Our suffering and it cannot come to us back. They want to destroy it from within. That is the problem that they have. And they can never succeed. They have lost. Another difficulty we are having here is not up to 2% are real. In fact, I'm being generous. 2-1%, I should say. You have men who don't have honor. In the morning, in the evening, they are doing the exact opposite of what they said. As long as money involved, once there is money involved, everything changes. These are the things, even those of you who are in the diaspora, things for you to watch out for. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Those things with. Be very, very careful what you say to people. Be very, very careful. Close to you, those shouting, we are part of the family, they are not. They are not part of the family. It is only now that we are beginning to identify genuine children. Some of those are left behind, they have gone over to Hanese. There is this claim that I abandoned them. The only month I did not sanction for money to be sent, month when they gave us the ultimatum to share no more money, actually. I said, instead of Omiomio to leave, we crash everything. Because I'm a man of honor. Can never happen. They can do whatever they like. They can lie from now to next year. In fact, right now, my slippers, I take it with me. I put it wherever I'm sleeping. Before they take my slippers, I say, oh, can't you see this? My glasses fell, carrying a vegetable walk down the stairs. That's cash, you will tell me. It can up or not?
Yes, yes. That aspect is very important. At what stage did these people take away your eyeglass? You mentioned that your eyeglasses fell when
at
you were carrying them.
I was carrying, I hung my glasses on the front of, in the bottom of my shirt in front of me. I was carrying upstairs. If she's telling me that she's not aware of it, there is another boy from Malaysia, fair to him. How come if all this nonsense is this to William Iguasi? They are talking about is correct. How come I still managed to pick one of them that night to take him back to where I'm staying? On the road, I saw that he was in Imamwak and misguided and lied to him from the car. I gave him money to go back to the office to go and sleep. People should go and ask him. He's from Malaysia. You should go and ask him. He'll tell him what happened. The only reason why Clinton is alive today talking was because him. Man smashed a bottle and wanted to punch it into his stomach. I screamed. He smacked the bottom of Clinton's head. Go and ask him, he'll tell you. So at which point we are there in control? I keep asking myself. So they lie. Anyway, I now know if you want to look for a way to score a key point, you gotta steal something belonging to somebody. I say, I'm holding. Who? The zoo cannot hold me. Who is this idiot that can, that will try it? And not die the next day.
Yes.
It's very soft. I don't want to share. That is why these fools sometimes, you know what you're doing, that they can never do so. They keep the fools in the like.
Yes, there is another area that needs clarification. Earlier, after the following day, they posted something and said, now the Kanu came with Nigerian army to kill all of them. If now the Kanu has come with Nigerian army to kill all of them, all of a sudden, after a few minutes or 1 hour, they now came up and said, held in and they were held in the Kanu hostage. So which what are we going to believe? They say they took away your yes. So it is very, very important.
They said I brought my come and attack them, which is a lie. I was on my own where and I saw them a bullet. The reason why I didn't ask the driver to run them over because I saw a bullet out of the car. That's why I was asking to run them over. I left it. I saw the idiots that came to my hotel room in Malaysia. I went after the bastard. And I made it that he shouldn't be there and close to me. I told him. They were the ones coming to look for me, not me looking for them. I was in our capital country. I never, ever, ever, ever shot after them. I was on my own. And they said, let us, basically said, we must be together. I said, no, there is no problem. Okay, come in. There is no problem. Come and stay with me. That is your problem. Come and stay with me. Let's be together then, if that's what you want. So, at which point we are there in control? That's what I want to understand. They went ahead to say that I brought this man to them. I did not. I have known this very lieutenant for a very long time before any of them went home. And also, the man's interest is also to try to see if there's a way we can engineer peace. That is the problem.
Yes. Nothing. Yes. You remember I was on.
So, this is the issue we're having. People go out and they lie. People go out and they deceive other people. But here we continue to speak the truth because. Changes. That truth is paramount. That truth is consistent. It never changes. No amount of concoction, no amount of public. I have made it very clear to them. Tomorrow people will begin to worry. We are making that we are not going to flinch. I don't want our people to do anything. I don't want our people to do anything out of place. These people are irrelevant. They are. They will return my phones. They must return my phones. They must do so.
So the point is that they stole your phone. When somebody steals another person's phone, they will go and access the phone and be making use of it. That is criminality. And it has serious implications. They stole your phone and they run away with it. And they are sending pictures and other things in the phone. That is a huge criminal activity, a huge criminal conduct, and it is unacceptable. And it is very important that our people understand the true version of what is happening, because everybody is desperate.
What remains is that we are dealing with hardened criminals. They will sell any information to anybody. We are dealing with criminals. If you leave yourself loose, they will steal anything you have on you to go and make money out of it. That is the problem. That you have people, you say to them, how many men do you want to serve under your command? They tell you, you say, okay, how much money do you need to look after these men? They will say, okay, maybe give us 200,000 to look after them. You give it to them. They pocket 150,000. They bring out only 50,000, and after 2-3 days, the raw money runs out, and they want more. The problem bedeviling what we are doing is sheer criminality. If you leave yourself loose with them, they will eat your pocket. They will steal something from you. That's what they do. If not, why would they steal my phones? And the fact that somebody stole my phones and had the effrontery, had the temerity to lie, to open their mouth, you begin to fear if these are human beings at all or not. At which point, do you know what my phones look like? Until they were stolen and handed over to this bastard. They don't know what the phones look like. They don't. The reason why is because they want to use the phone to go and sell the information in it to the Zoom government. That's what they want to do. To sell, to hawk the information for money. People talk about traitors and compromisers. These are hardcore saboteurs who cannot do anything.
Yes, and there is another issue. A lot of people are a lot of people are complaining that especially those indigenous people of Biafra in Biafra land and elsewhere in the contraption called Nigeria, that they were directed to be paying money instead of at their zonal levels, but to be paying money directly into an account. Is that a confirmation or not? Did you confirm that?
Not at all. The coordinators are still responsible for handling all our funds and paying it into the account. They are still responsible. That is a statement of fact. All the coordinators are still responsible for collecting the monthly dues and then paying it into the account. That is the way it is. And that hasn't changed yet.
Yes. That was before a new account was opened.
Yes, but you know that there are some individuals, there are private individuals and anonymous donors who don't want to be associated openly because of this very problem. People say, oh, the money and half of that, because our people are thinking, these people you're asking me to associate with, their intentions are not honorable. That is the problem. So for those people, they can pay indirect into the very account that has been made available to everybody.
Yes.
But our coordinators continue to function the way they have always been functioning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And our work continues here. If people don't hear my voice, it's because we are working very, very hard. Nothing has changed. It remains the same.
Thank you.
It remains the same. Okay?
Thank you for
my
that.
My regards to all the family and whatever. We made a promise. We must deliver a amount of gossip in window. Slander can turn us back. We have set our course and we are going to get there. Nothing else to us. Thank you very much and God bless all of you.
Thank you, thank you. That was the voice of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu from Biafra Land, and it is not a third party rendering of the account. He rendered the account by himself. It is very important at this critical period for people to understand what actually happened. People must understand what actually happened. And so we need to advise ourselves accordingly. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London, and we'll be back in a minute. And we are joined by somebody important. He will introduce himself. Are you hearing me, the caller on Skype?
Yes, I can hear you, my brother Uche Mefo.
Yeah, thank you very much. Welcome to the program. For the benefit of our listeners, please tell us your name and where you are.
My Uche Mefo, my brother, my name is Bright Chimezie Ishunwa. Just like that our director have just said, I was fortunately I was present at the scene of the events and what happened. You know, people will stay over there in abroad. They will concoct all sorts of stories and they will post it online for people to believe them or to gain a cheap popularity. My brother, I will not say much because our director have just said it all. We were being chased by Nigerian police. We did not go to Enugu to cause any problem for anybody, but rather we went there to do our job.
And the Nigerian police called by who? How did Nigerian police started hunting?
Let me repeat exactly what our director have just said. I was the one driving. We were coming out, the other military guys were somewhere where we went to eat. Okay. They said, okay, director is calling that I should go and pick him up. The other military guy insisted that he should go with me to pick, our director. I said, okay. I resisted him to go because, you know, in this struggle, you don't know who is who. And I thank God we were able to like hide the location of our director from even like what I know. The PA will not know what I know. Me also, the PA, what the PA knows, me myself will not know it.
Yeah, yes, my brother, do not give them any secret.
Is that that's what I'm saying. The PA to director, what he knows, he can't tell me. What I know, I can't tell him. So that is only the way we operated. If not, the police will apprehend the director. I went, director, they thought director, because they went to a particular hotel to look for Nandon Hotel and one other hotel there. I forgot the name of that one. Because that's exactly where director rented for a bridge to host the broadcast after the problem. Because we were coming out before, we were being double crossed by a taxi. You know, it was like, you know the way they rob. If you have encountered armed robber before, we are coming now and it's a slope. I didn't even have anything in mind. A car is coming in front of me. What I just saw is something that double crossed me. Fear. I mashed automatic brake. For me to come down, look, all of them came down. One of them, head director. The other one held me. Came to me, was holding me on one of my hand. They were forcing me to enter my own car to surrender the key of the car to them. I said that it's not possible. I cannot.
Clinton, man.
Yes. I'm telling you. And one other small guy there, I forgot his name. One other small boy that says he's a driver to director. Well, at the end of everything, there was this some policemen that were close to the area. They came, but I thank God within that scene, the bridge crew was saying director anywhere director is here, where he will die. Oh, this, that. We drove off.
Yes, don't forget, yeah. I was on phone with the director when all these things were happening.
Exactly.
Well. And I heard her shouting, she's going nowhere. You can kill her, she will be with the director anywhere.
I keep on, we drove down to a particular hotel again. Went there, and she was... We were talking. I was like trying to calm her down. Even the PA also was talking to me. If I talk to Rita will say, I don't want to hear from you because you refuse calling me. And I say, I called you when this problem were on. After you explained these things to me, and I told you, please, can you please talk to the women so that this problem will be solved? Because me and you are not the problem. Our problem is the zoo. What she did was to bang the phone on me. And how will I call you back? Because you downed my call. Okay. At the end of everything, to calm her down, there was a chairs. They put drinks together, the chairs, even the food director was eating. Director called her to come and she said, no, she's not hungry, like she's not feeling fine. But no, to make things okay, she picked a fish or meat from the soup and eat. We felt that everything was okay. At the end of the thing, at the end of the day, she said she wants to take the oath. All of us.
And she took the oath.
Yes, the 3 military guy, me and the PA, we went to the room and she took all the oaths. Director was reading and she was following a suit. But I was so shocked to see what happened because we went down to the house based on Ikechukwu called. Director was so angry that why should Ikechukwu call him by his name? Okay, we went down to the office. We did not go there to attack anybody or whatsoever. When we went to that place, with that anger, these little boys that molested us in the afternoon, we saw them and the PA was, we seized all of them. Even Clint to me wanted to run away. But the funniest part of it is that, did you know I found 2 live bullets in that compound? 2 live bullets was hidden, they hit that bullet in a. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. The 2 live bullets, they hit it inside a tire. They put some. They keep some weapon at a strategic point. Hammer. You see some bottles. You see some stick and all that.
Okay, so they put live bullets under the tire so that when you roll over it, that's it.
That's not exactly. But at the end of the day, I was like trying to tell at least I know that in Igbo land where I come from. And small boy.
My brother, just make it snap because director has said everything, and it is very important for our people to have a perspective on this. And so we continue with the program, please.
The only thing I have to say, like what I told most of our people today, the people that keep on calling me, I told them, see, I have been with director for at least, if I've not been with him, I've been with him for like 2 weeks now. Director is not a pompous person. Director eats where we eat. Director doesn't eat like people claim he eats a five-star hotel. Director eats Mama Puts, local food. He interacts with us as if we are at the same level with him. Director is not misusing our money. Rather, our money is in good use. I keep on telling our Biafran brothers and sisters all over the world, please, this is not the time to sabotage this story, but rather, let's put hands together and have one mind to restore Biafra, because I believe in Nnamdi Kanu. You know, since all this, I've been talking on phone and all that, but now I'm a witness to what is happening. Nnamdi Kanu is out for this job, and he's out. Do you know, even me, myself, I was stressed up. This man doesn't sleep well. This man doesn't sleep well. He only eats sometimes once in a day. Not even sometimes. He eats once in a day. And the people will come out there to say trash about the same person that is working hard to make sure that this struggle is being restored. It's not fair at all. It's not fair. My brother, hang on here now.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. That is first-hand account of what happened in Biafra land as being misrepresented by anybody that cares to. You know, it is very, very unfortunate. It is very, very unfortunate. And we enjoin every Biafran, wherever you are, to be resolute, to remain focused, because the journey has just begun. And I will now go to Engineer Iranya to give us his opinion and perspective on issues.
Uche, can you hear me?
Doctor, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Uche, thank you very much, first of all, for the news. I think there are four news headlines. There are four of them here. And I will go into the news headline. But first of all, let me make this introductory remark, Uche, if you allow me.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Mazi Uche, today I would like to, you know, speak to the conscience of every Biafran listening to this broadcast. I would like them to think deeply into what I'm about to say now. Fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, in the city of Stone Mountain, Georgia, United States of America, there is a man of Biafran origin who is physically challenged. This man had an auto accident and he is totally confined to the wheelchair. He has four kids in college. But this man has always been financially up to date in his contribution to the Atlanta Tampa zone of indigenous people of Biafra. Remember, I said that this man is physically challenged. He is totally confined to the wheelchair. The name of this, our father, our brother, and our uncle, is Maazi Ikem Ojukwu. Maazi Ikem Ojukwu is from Adaziani in Anambra State in Biafra land. Maazi Ikem Ojukwu has never missed a day listening to Radio Biafra. Maazi Ikem Ojukwu from Adaziani is on wheelchair, but he is financially active. He has four kids in college, and he is physically challenged. And we have people who are not in that situation, and they are financially buoyant, and they don't care about restoration of Biafra. In the same state of Atlanta, Georgia, in the United States, we have Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo, a widow. I repeat, Amaka Nwanebo is a widow, a single mother with teenagers. Do you know, Biafran, that the children, the kids of Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo, save their money that their mom gave them for lunch? They save it and they contribute that money to Biafran restoration process. And I can tell you that in the United States of America, Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo is the first person to pay her monthly dues every month, unfailingly. The very first person to pay monthly due, it is on record, in the United, the whole of United States, is Mrs. Amaka Nwanebo. Mind you, she is a widow, a single mother, raising kids. Some of them are in college. In the city of Malmo, we have Ifeoma Linda Chimuba. Ifeoma Linda Chimuba has three different posts he is handling for IPOB Sweden. And I have added one on at international level on her head for that. And she is not complaining. Our sister Ifeoma Linda Chimuba was one of the very few that gave interview to the press on the 30th of May. She is handling three different positions in Sweden, IPOB, and I have added a fourth one at the international level on her. You see, fellow Biafran, I want you to talk to your, reason with your, let your conscience prick you. Maazi Ikem Ojukwu, who is confined to the wheelchair, is making sure that he is financially up to date every month. And he is a diehard, hardcore Biafran, listening to Radio Biafra broadcast every single day and also evangelizing from his wheelchair. Sister Amaka Nwanebo, always forthright when it comes to IPOB and Biafra restoration. The first person to be paying his, on record, to be paying her, sorry, not her, to be paying her her monthly dues. Raising children singly and the burden of work, load of work on our sister, Ifeoma Linda Chimuba. I also don't forget Freddie Hunter. Freddie Hunter is an African-American. But Freddie Hunter pays, I mean, he has his monthly contribution unfailingly for years now to Radio Biafra. Freddie Hunter is an African-American. He can decide not to do anything. It doesn't bother him, but he is unrelenting in his support for the quest of Biafra restoration. I don't want to talk about Professor Denibu, who is currently experiencing heavy medical bill, and yet he has paid his Biafra Restoration Fund for himself and his wife, and he is always paying his due. And we have Biafrans who are able-bodied, have everything going for them, and they don't want to come out. The first thing they will believe in is lies and innuendos. I remember somebody in Mexico that the Mexico coordinator has been going to since April of this year. He has not contributed a dime. Just about a month ago, the Mexico coordinator, Vinny Meke, went to him to help, to for him to support so that they can pay their dues. And the first thing he said was referring to the audio tape from Ngozi Mmadu. So people now, that is the type of people we have. They would rather listen to lies instead of working towards Biafra restoration. You see? people will believe what this failed restaurateur Okezie will say, rather than believe a first-hand information from Bright Chimezie or from our director. That was why people were believing Wazirike with his passport, with ID card, with 99 step, with how many country record guys named Biafra. People will believe that. But when you tell them the hardcore, raw truth, no, it's not for them. They can't handle the truth. Most of our people cannot handle the truth. I would like to appreciate Mazi Kemojuku, Sister Maka Wanebo, and her children, sorry. Sister Ifoma Linda Chimuba, our Chukwu Abiyama will bless all of you. Your work will never be in vain. Uche, let me go straight to the news of the day. First of all, Defense Headquarters appeal to international community to be more objective in the fight against Boko Haram. It's not even that news that, you know, Uche, whenever a news is being read, whenever something is, I always read in between lines. If you remember, Uche, you read something about Olukolade being given an award for distinguished performance. Uche, am I correct?
Yes, you're right.
So, Boko Haram is chasing away our the zoo soldiers, taking territories from the military, and Olukolade is receiving award for distinguished performance. What an irony. Biafrans, you see why we need Biafra? Do you people now begin to understand why we need Biafra? A nation where meritocracy reigns. A nation where you work hard and you earn any award or you earn a living in the real sense of the word. Biafra is not going to be like the Islamic Republic of Nigeria, where the military is losing ground and the PRO is getting award for distinguished performance. Biafra, you can see why we need Biafra. The second news item is about Atiku Abubakar, who said he will not give up until he is president. Like Uche pointed out, this is the man that said that he did not support Ekweme because he thought Ekweme would bring about Biafran agenda. So why do we even talk about this man at all? Why do we even give him any space in our airtime? Because if he goes to be president, you think you can talk about Biafra? No way. So I would say to him, he should go to her. First of all, let me even assure him that at least in the Biafran region, there is not going to be any election. I assure him for that. I give him that assurance. The third one, Uche, is that Boko Haram gunmen have killed 48 in Boronu near the border with Chad. Uche, I read in between the lines. Uche, confirm. You said or you read something about they killed people who are crossing over to go and purchase people going to purchase something in Chad. Am I correct, Uche?
Yeah, I think they are actually fishermen.
Okay, fishermen. You see? So now the thing is this: is this a country that you want to be part of, where people who are productive are being targeted and killed? Biafrans, do you now see why we need our nation Biafra? A Biafra nation is a nation where we encourage productivity, not trying to decimate the productive population. Not where we try to exterminate those who are engaged in productive activity. We need Biafra for so many reasons, and good reasons for that matter. Uche, the last one is about the International Crisis Group that's predicting post-election violence in 2015. My question is this, because there are so many things connected with this news. And the central team there, Uche, is the election is, or the violence is revolving on the insistence of some people that the president is should come from the northern part of the country. Now, my question is, why are we insisting that the president should come from the north? Uche, if you remember, we started with is it Abubakar Tafawa Balewa? You know, that was from the north, and then from there we had Agu Urensi from the Biafran side. After that we had Gowon from the north. After Gowon, Muritala Muhammad from the north. After Muritala Muhammad, Obasanjo from the west. After Obasanjo, Shagari from the north. After Shagari, Buhari from the north. After Buhari, Babangida from the north. After Babangida, 87 days, we had Shonekan from the west. After Shonekan, we had Abacha from the north. After Abacha, we had Abdusalami Abubakar from the north. And then after that, we had Obasanjo from the west. And after Obasanjo, we had Yaradua from the north. And then we now have Goodluck Jonathan from Biafra land, supposedly.
By so sheer circumstance,
he doesn't look like a Biafran. So when you look at it, you only had Obasanjo and Shonekan and Agu Urensi and then Goodluck Jonathan. The rest are all from the north. Now, the question you begin to ask is, how has Nigeria been developed with the northerners all this time they've been in power? How? What is the performance? So what is this that a northerner goes there? What is geographical location an index for good governance? I mean, I need to understand this. Is this saying that when you have somebody from the north, then you have good governance? If so, then what happened all these years that the northerners have been in power? So it doesn't
absolutely nothing.
It doesn't make sense to me. Let me round up, Uche. The simplest thing that is the fundamental, the basis of any development in any nation, the basic thing in any nation, Uche, is simply that word called census. C-E-N-S-U-N. That is the basic tool you use for development. We can't even have a simple... And Uche, the thing is, people don't understand. When they say census, they think census is all about population. No. Census is not only about population. You have population census, you have industrial census, you have traffic census, you have business census, you have agricultural census. We don't even have any meaningful census on any of these areas of life. And how can you develop? In Houston, where I live today, if there is a power failure for 1 hour, they will crunch the computers and tell you what economic impact that has had. If there is an accident that resulted into a traffic jam for 1 hour or 2 hours, they can calculate the economic impact because they have the data, the census data, industrial, business, traffic, and population. If you want to build a power plant, for instance, you should be able to make your calculations based on your census figures, and you can also interpolate, extrapolate, and project and be able to come out with an optimal design that will give you a long-lasting power system design. We don't have any of this, and these are the things we are planning to put in place in Biafra, and that is why Biafra will be different from every other black African nation, because we know we have the wherewithal. We are not arrogant, but we are proud that God gave us that skill. Uche, let me stand by.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Thank you. And this is still Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. And we are reaching you from London. I will now go to Barrister Imam Mizu. After Barrister, I will go to Darlington. Prince Darlington. Just hold on for me. Barrister, are you hearing me?
Who's on the phone?
Yes, Barrister.
I'm here.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Go ahead, Barrister.
Yes, I thank Dr. Engineer Irania for his analysis. In depth, I must say, it was well said, well put in place. But let me go straight to Atiku, who says he will never give up until he became the president of the zoo. I couldn't stop laughing, Uchenna, but I'll tell you why. Atiku will either be the president of Arewa or the president of Oduduwa, not the president of Biafra land. And I have to make it clear to him that Obafemi Awolowo had the same agenda. He did not even come close to the presidency he was clamoring for. And eventually he left. When a man is desperate for a position, I tell you, they hardly attend to that particular position. Because when we propose to Kwa Biama himself, we say, sorry, my son, I am in charge. Atiku is talking as if Biafrans are also Hausas and probably Boko Haram Fulani or the Yorubas. Then, of course, half population of the Yorubas are Hausa Fulani, but I don't know if they are Boko Haram. So each time we talk about Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, we hardly add the Yorubas because I don't see Yorubas bombing anybody because they are not into killing, regardless of how much they pop themselves up and how much they sound that they are very eager, they will do this and that. Now, we know their capacity and their capability. They will not go into killing nobody. They could, of course, do some little tricks behind the scene. You know, they could easily remove an Igbo man or a Biafra man in their position at work, of course, with their media. But when it comes to physical fight or physical argument, the Yorubas, you have to discount them. They are not into all those things. It's the Hausa Fulani Boko Haram who are prepared to slit your throat and cut your head off. That's their own, you know, in every tribe, they always have the things they do very well. The Hausa Fulani Boko Haram are graduates in killing. You know, taking people's head and showing it on television and interneting with it. Whichever way they want to kill themselves, it's got nothing to do with Biafra. Our own agenda is Biafra restoration, period. If the Yorubas are interested in Arewa, sorry, in Oduduwa, then that's their own business, because we are not in any way trying to join with them in restoring what we want to restore. Their own is Oduduwa. We are going back home to Biafra land. It was attempted earlier in the years. The Yorubas betrayed our dean, our late dean of the Odumegwu. Therefore, even Director Kanu said it recently. Even there was also another attempted trial to see if the Yorubas can join us. Again, it was foiled. Therefore, there will not be third time trial with the Yorubas. The Igbos are going on their own because we want to restore Biafra, the land where you can get anything you want in life. It's unfortunate the Hausas have been placed upon us, reducing us and subduing our powers to nothingness, making us and rendering us to rubbish. because they know we have the capacity, we have the capabilities, we have the technical know-how, we have the effortries, and we also have the zeal to restore Biafra. But the British, of course, they know our powers, they know what we can do. They decided that the best way to squeeze off Igboman and to squeeze off Biafrans is to give them something over and above, something that will kill them. Because they know we are not violent people. They know that the only thing that can put an Igbo man off is killing him, death. It's not that we are not strong enough to fight. Because we are a peaceful race, we are peaceful people. We believe in live and let live. In all this time, Boko Haram and their counterparts are killing Biafran. Are we doing anything to retaliate? No. We are still going about doing our businesses, buying and selling and looking after our own families and putting food on the table. These are the things the Igbo man, the Biafrans do. We are not after removing anything and anything created by Chukwu Abiyama. We are interested in live and let live. Do your own business, I'll do my own business. If you are alive and I am alive, we do business together. These are the aspirations of Biafrans and Igbo man. Average Igbo man is into business. To live and to let live. But Hausa Fulani Boko Haram agenda is to kill us. Atiku says he must be president. Babangida, who was there earlier, must be president. Buhari, who was there earlier, must be president. Goodluck, who has also been there, must be president. Hey! Everybody wants to rule. Dr. Engineer Uranya outlined all the House of Fulani Boko Haram, who have been there already as president. They still want to come up on again to be president. How many Igbo men, how many Biafrans were there to be president? You know, we are always, we make do with whatever we have. Biafrans, we are not greedy, regardless of the purported wicked name they gave to us. Igbo man loves money. It's all rubbish. It's all media created artificial condemnation. And thank God, thank Chukwu Abiyama, we've got Radio Biafra to retrieve all these wicked, wicked, silly, scandalous names they call Igbo people. We've taken the statistics to realize that it's only Hausa Fulani Boko Haram who are greedy, wicked, avaricious. And these are the people that love money. They take it in billions. Poor Igbo people who are not in any position because of the strangulation, because of the way they placed us. Whenever an Igbo man sees a little penny, to take it home for his family, it will be tabulated, it will be put down. But yes, Igbo man loves money. It's all absolute bunkum and rubbish. Those who love money are Hausa Fulani Boko Haram and the Yorubas. These are the people who are stealing Biafra money dry. What does Igbo man do? We are always scrambling, taking a little bit from those who are taking from us. What a shame that we have been seen in this fashion. We are taken for granted. We've been frowned upon, dejected and rejected for what belongs to us. And some of our people are there stupidly misbehaving. Instead of you to grab with two hands what belongs to you, we are quarreling amongst ourselves, which is very disgraceful, very disappointing, callously wicked, if you put it that way, that we do not remember who we are. We do not respect ourselves. We do not project to resolving and taking back what belongs to Biafrans. Instead, all we do squabble, quarrel, and bitch against ourselves. And then those of our enemies are looking at us and laughing. Look at them. Pastor Debe will say, Nepafa. Look at them. See them. That is the way our enemies look at us. They are looking at us that we are fools. They are looking at us that instead of you to fight your enemy, you're fighting yourselves. Then tell me how you could and how you restore Biafra when you are divided. Jesus Christ says this, Joshua, according to director, when a house is divided against itself, that particular kingdom will fall and fall abysmally. Instead of Biafrans to unite commonly with a common interest in a commonality of achievement, instead we are fighting one another, and the enemies that are picking our things, then they will gear up. Let's do it before these guys realize who they are. They put confusions among us, and then we will start pursuing that particular confusion instead of restoring Biafra. Wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, go to bed and rethink. Stop writing on Facebook, Boko Haram do not write. They do not talk. They are killing you. They are killing your mothers, they are killing your uncles, they are killing your dads, they are killing your children. They are raping your girls and raping your women. Old and young, that's what Boko Haram are doing. They are not writing on Facebook. All those fools out there writing, Facebooking. What do you gain at the end of the day? What do you achieve after Facebooking and emailing? What have you achieved? Have you saved any soul in the Biafra land that have been killed by Boko Haram? Have you stopped any of all this slaughtering of our people for a bit? No. But you are prepared to waste your time, gossip, write, criticize. This is why I don't believe I myself, Imam Mezuba, I hardly come to Facebook to come and write and chat rubbish. I believe in reality to save and restore Biafra. That is what I am for. Not to talk rubbish at the end of the day. You cannot give an account that this is what you have achieved today. All of you, writing email and writing textbooks and writing Facebook. Ask yourself, what have you achieved after the day, after writing? But Boko Haram will tell you how many territories they have captured in the zoo. Jonathan is there. Upgrading what Boko Haram have done. Boko Haram are there upgrading what they have done. The Afrans were here writing on Facebook, criticizing, talking rubbish. Prepared to write and put everything down. The Afrans, ask yourself, how long have you been in exile? And how long are you prepared to stay in exile? We are here in Britain, some in America, some in New Zealand, some in Australia. Why are we not going home to fix our own? Let those who bring to you and to their territories come to you. That's why I've got everything you can think of. But you know, you were telling me the other day about laying pipes and gas and all the rest of it. We have them. Are we prepared to go home and establish this? Let all these people we are in their lands come to us. Beg us to come and stay in Biafra land. Instead, we are prepared, wearing jackets and wearing coats. Some of our people, when you see them, you can even run away. Because it's not our culture to put all these hoods and jackets and winter coats. Instead of Biafrans to advise themselves on how to liberate themselves and save their future generation. We are so wickedly selfish. All we know is me. Only me. There's a difference between us and white people. They will think of their generations to come. Our own, we are just short-sighted in everything we do. Me, only me alone. What a shame, Biafrans. Redress, reveal yourselves, revise and revert whatever you're doing. It's a bloody shame, instead of us to restore Biafra. And you forgot that we are employing every nation to come and listen to what we are doing. Yet we are quarreling. We are arguing, we're writing Facebooks, we are writing emails. people we are inviting are listening to us. Those who are supposed to support Biafra to be restored are listening to us. We don't even think. It's not only us. Some of us, when we talk on air, we think that it's only us. Only us. You have millions of people listening to Radio Biafra. All of you, is about time to call yourself back. Talk sensibly and talk with reasonable arguments. Not talk rubbish, write email, and write Facebook. Criticizing those who are trying to restore Biafra. Before Radio Biafra came here, nobody was clamoring to put you in the right positions. Wazuka is there selfishly doing his own, acquiring work and building houses. Radio Biafra came, gave you the mouth to speak out. Now we have caused trouble. It's not good to talk sensibly. All you do is to criticize, talk rubbish. It's not good to help and restore Biafra. That my own is my own, their own is their own. Kemi, my own. All of you, rethink, readdress your opinions, your minds, your attitudes. Address it and look inwardly into yourselves and see if you're serving your country. Some people are afraid to take off so that you don't betray your next door neighbor. When we are going to restore Biafra, you are afraid. I'm not afraid. I took the oath because I know what I stood for. Some of you are not prepared to take the oath. Oh, are we taking it for a director? Even if you're taking it for a director, someone as director is talking about Biafra, take it. Director himself are taking it. Oh, check the board himself are taking it. But you know, who don't think they are taking it? Something to you be talking has taken it as well. Within the fracas, Richard Wall took the same oath. Why are you afraid to support the restoration of Biafra? If you don't, shame on you. Good evening, Richard Mefo.
Good evening, Barrister. Thank you very much. Thank you for that. And of course, I will go to Prince Darlington. Darlington, are you hearing me? No, I don't know what's going on. Darlington, are you hearing me? Not talking. Darlington, are you hearing me? No. I am not hearing anything. Darlington, are you hearing me? No, hold on, hold on. Are you hearing me? No, there is something wrong here. There is something wrong. We will try to get back to you. Call us back. Darlington, call us back, please. Call us back. There is... this is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Duru. Are you with me?
Yes. Go ahead. Your name. Okay, you've given us your name. Where are you calling from, please?
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Duru. I'm calling from Spain.
Right.
The coordinator of Madrid.
Right.
I wish you more agreed to for this evening.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I want to urge some speech.
Did you say this speech?
Evening, I'm sorry to say it. But what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing in this moment is not how our struggle is supposed to be.
My brother, don't give a speech, please.
I'm sorry to say it. Can you listen to me? I haven't said anything. I'm sorry to say it.
Are you listening to me? You said you want to give a speech, and I said, my brother, go and give a speech. Make it snappy. That's what I said.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Shinedu, the coordinator of Madrid. I'm grateful for all you are doing But what I'm saying this night is that let us see our director. I want to see director Nnamdi Kanu first, or we speak. I've never been able to get him online because what is happening in that zoo called Nigeria now, I'm not too time confident to be where I am. Hello?
Yes, hello. Why are you not confident where you are?
Are you hearing me? What I'm saying, I want to see our director first, because we have many betrayers that we call our people in that zoo called Nigeria. People will think that they are with us and not with us. I hold our meeting here in Madrid today. We are millions, but the few are choosers. So it is in that zoo. Be in Biafra, be in the zoo, please. Because the people around us are betrayers. Let us come back and know how we follow our movement. If we are dying, we die for what we belong to. I know that the zoo will perish. Biafra is coming. But I don't want to see that Biafra to lose our director. Let them not be in one way or the other to deceive him, because I'm not seeing anybody beside him over there that is in Biafra. Uchemoto, my name is Chinedu Duru. I'll speak. I send my speech. Please, if he is not in that zoo, good. Let us retreat. I agree to. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio BFR Live Broadcast. We are reaching you from London. Let us go to the line to Darlington. Darlington, are you hearing me? Darlington.
Yes, teacher, can hear you clear. Can you hear me too?
Yes. Loud and clear. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay.
What is happening? I can't hear anything from you.
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to co-host this program this evening. Okay. Uche, you see, I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity once again to cover the program. I thank all the people, individual people of Biafra worldwide. I thank the lovers of freedom. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, the world is listening. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your line is not very, very clear. I mean, it's not very good. It's disconnecting. I don't know. Are you hearing me? Or you try and call us back? Hello? This is Radio Biafra Live, because we are reaching from London. Let's go to the line. The caller is off. The caller is off. We pick this call. The caller on phone, your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone, are you hearing me? What is happening here? He's not talking. Are you hearing me? No. Let us go back to Dr. Iraya and hear what he has to say. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you. Confirm you can hear me?
Yes, I am. I'm hearing you.
Yes, Uche, thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I want to use it to actually dwell on, you know, a few things that pertains the running of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. If I am not mistaken, Uche confirmed to me that the last caller goes by the name Chinedu Duru and is supposed to be the coordinator of IPOB Madrid.
Yes.
Now, the record I have here, unless that record had changed, IPOB Madrid has not paid their dues for the month of October. And we are inching closer to the end of November. Again, I may be wrong, but this is the record I have with me. And I may have to call our sister Nenaya. If you are listening, please, can you call online and let me know the financial status of IPOB Madrid, at least starting from October, because the record I have here is showing that IPOB Madrid has not paid for the month of October their monthly dues, and we are in November. I don't know if they have paid either. And like I wrote them in the individual continental forum, I will not let any zone or country get away with not paying their October monthly due. You are calling us, people are, you are, let's take the case of Madrid. The coordinator is calling Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is run with resources. We have bills to pay to people who are, you know, handling our satellite transmissions and every other thing that we're doing. We need power to run our system. We don't generate our own power. We pay bills. And there's so much we need. And we have people on the ground. You want director to leave and come. Is he going to trek? He has to fly. And before he comes, he has to be eating to be alive. I am using this opportunity to appeal to all the zones and countries who have not paid their October and November dues, monthly dues, to please do so. I am starting with my own very brother. That's how I do my things. I'm starting with my own very younger brother who is the coordinator of Viterbo Zone in Italy. This is my own younger brother. He's no other person. So I'm not trying to remove the log. I mean, the speck in somebody's eyes, and I have a log in my eye, my own eyes. My own younger brother is the zonal coordinator of IPOB in Viterbo in Italy. They have not paid their October dues and their November dues, though he promised me when I spoke with him yesterday that they are going to make that payment by Monday, tomorrow. And I'm going to hold him on that. If I don't have evidence of that payment, I'm going to come back on Tuesday and then tell the whole world that Viterbo has not paid and my own younger brother has failed me. Therefore, I am appealing to all the zones and countries that have not paid their dues. October and November, they have to do so without delay. And for those who are still waiting to pay their defense fund, please make sure you do so immediately.
Doctor, let's see Nenya is here, please.
Okay, I stand by.
Yeah, the caller on the phone, let us see if it's our sister, very important.
Yeah, good evening. Am I the one, Mazichi?
Yes, you are.
Yes, please. I want to, about what the COC said. Madrid have not paid for neither October nor November. They have not paid.
Right, okay.
Still outstanding. So for him to come on air and start talking trash, I mean, he has to pay first before coming on air to talk. That is the situation. Madrid have not paid for October nor for November.
Okay,
and
so
November, we have only 3 days.
Yeah, it's I didn't understand the import of what he was saying. So he wants to see director before he pays or something. I don't understand it.
Well, let him pay first. Let him pay us first.
Okay. Right. Right.
Anyway, if you are standing, they have not paid.
Thank you very much for the information. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Doctor.
Yes, Uche.
Yes. Go ahead, please.
So you see what we are talking about, Biafra? We have a coordinator calling Radio Biafra, wanting director to come back to relocate from Biafra land to Europe. And this coordinator, his own zone has not paid October and even November. Sometimes we have to make up with our own personal money. So why can't you do that? We have bills to pay. Radio Biafra is not running on free. There are so many bills we are paying just to make this radio to come on air. We have contract with satellite companies. We use power to power the systems we are running. And then the Radio Biafra itself, the website itself, we pay to people to host our website. And then, of course, you talk about the people on the ground. My dear Chinedu Duru, you want director to leave Biafra land to come back to Europe, and you have not paid your monthly dues. This is a shame and a disgrace, to say the least.
Yes, doctor, let it not derail what we are doing, you know.
Yes, I'm not going to disagree, because I want to hammer on this, Uche, because I have a current list sent to me by our sister, Nenaya, of all the zones for the month of October, and who has paid and who has not paid. After that, Uche, I called out my own younger brother here. My own very younger brother, I called him out, the zonal coordinator for Viterbo, I called him out. I didn't waste time, so I'm not going to spare anybody. This is very, very serious. People listening to rumors, you are telling us you don't like what is going on, you don't like what is going on, and you can't even organize your zone to pay monthly dues. How much is that, by the way? So I want to make this point very clear, and I'm making it strongly, because that is one of the problems we are having. You have a log of wood in your eye, and you are removing it, trying to tell somebody else to remove a speck in his eye. That, to me, is the best definition of hypocrisy. Uche, let me stand by.
Thank you, doctor, for that. Thank you very much. Let us go back to the phone. The caller on the phone, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Uche, are you hearing me?
Yes, I am. What's your name, please?
Yeah, it's the same Chinedu Duru from Madrid. We have paid our monthly contribution, good. We didn't do it last month, but this month we paid 11th of this month. IFRS paid the receipt, our national coordinator. He said he didn't see it. The day I took my oath, as of last week, he told me to send it again. I still send it to him. If he haven't delivered it to them, is not my problem. I'm with my receipt. We have our meeting today, being a Sunday. I left them today. I gave them the receipt. I use my own account and pay it to Radio Biafra. We have paid our monthly contribution.
Okay.
So any other thing that is happening, I don't know. I don't want to care what everyone is, but what I need only Biafra to come to actualize. Sorry, if I'm insulting anybody, but I think I'm not. I greet you all. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And of course, if the payment was made and was not delivered, the evidence was not delivered, it has to be looked into. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching from London. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Uche, are you talking to me?
Yes, I am. There is noise on the background, please. Can you stop the radio, the website you're listening from?
Yes, I stopped it already, my big brother. Good evening, Uche Mofo.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Please tell us your name and where you're coming from.
My name is Archie Benjamin Ngene. I'm an indigenous people of Biafra. I am residing in United Arab Emirates. And I heard from Nkerefi, Kano East, local government area of Biafra land.
Yes, are you hearing me? Yes, welcome. Yeah. Go ahead.
And by the special grace of God, I am the head of the volunteer force here in the United Arab Emirates, under my coordinator, Prince Ike Chukwu, and his executives. So my big brother, I thank you for this program, because I have been listening to the program, I listened to the news, but about what is happening in Zoo is not even my concern. Because I have devoted myself to serve my country, Biafra, under the leadership of the Radio Biafra London and Comrade Nnamdi Kanu. So my big brother, what I really want to chip in to my Biafra brothers and sisters all over the world that are listening to my voice now is this. This UAE we are is not easy for us. But I thank God for the core, for the hardcore Biafra we have here. Like the executives of the United Arab Emirates Indigenous People of Biafra under Radio Biafra London, they are wonderfully too much. These are the people devoted themselves. Like money we have to pay, our dues and all this, and defense fund. These people have been stand steady to help even the people that don't even have. To the extent they can even register you, you take your oath and they will pay your fees for you to enable me and you to have this country we call our nation Biafra. These people have been so much. So I want to advise the whole world. If you know what we are passing through in this United Arab Emirates, which is Arab nation, as indigenous people of Biafra, we are all over the whole state in this country. But our people, we have the die-hard called Biafra in this country. They have the world that don't have, only if you are ready to take the oath and volunteer yourself, as they have volunteered themselves to serve their country. They will do everything for you. They will make sure they pay their dues. You see, my brother, please, my people all over the world, let us not look at our director, Nnamdi Kanu, as ordinary man. Biafra is a country, and people have died for this country. A lot of millions of people to enable me and you to get freedom. And this man volunteer himself with all his executive and all his die called coordinators all over the world to sacrifice their time, their money, for the restoration of Biafra. Let us support this man. Is the man God say follow this man? Please, my people. I myself talking to you. I am volunteer myself to die. I want to die for Biafra. I will be proud if I die. They say that I was killed because of the restoration of Biafra under the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu and the Radio Biafra London. Because I have get a I
in what is happening where you are, please. I can't hear you anymore. Hey, try to call us back. Try to call us back. Let us take this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you come from, please. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Uche Mofo.
Good evening.
My name is Callistus Ifeanyi Chukwu Anuruo. I am from Umunumo Amandoba in Biafra land. I'm the, by the grace of God, I'm the PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, and London here.
Yeah, welcome to the program, my brother.
Thank you. Please, I want to use this opportunity first and foremost to let fellow Biafrans here in London to know that we're going to have a meeting on Saturday, this Saturday. This meeting is very, very important because on this meeting, this is the time we're going to know. We will know who is a Biafran, who is a saboteur, and who is with us and who is against us. So, fellow Biafrans here in London, try as much as you can to attend this meeting, which will be held on 29th, being on Saturday, 29th of November, 2014. The time for this meeting is 5 o'clock. Please, let 5 o'clock be 5 o'clock. And this meeting will last for 4 hours. The venue for this meeting is the Salvation Army Non-Held, number 217A Golden Road, Non-Held, SE15-3RT, London. Get to Old Kent Road, take bus 78 or P12 from the Big Tesco and stop at Bassett Road bus stop or Leiden bus stop. Salvation Army is in between these two stops. Contact, in case if you miss your road or for any other thing, contact Mr. Festus Anekwe on 074-04-16-3215. Or myself, Callistus Anuruo, on 0744-817-8394. For any other information, please join us on Radio Biafra or Biafra Restoration or ipob.org. Please, fellow Biafrans, please, I am pleading that every person who is a Biafran, every person who believes in the restoration of the sovereignty of Biafra, this is the time for you to prove. But all the gossipers, all the agents of darkness, this is the time for you to come and expose yourself. Because God must surely punish you. In any way, any form, any pattern, any person is doing anything to derail this struggle, God will never spare you. In the name of Chukwu Abiyama, and in the name of the God that we worship and pray every day, God will never spare anybody who is doing everything to keep us in bondage the way we are today. But any person who is working for the restoration of Biafra, in truth and honesty, God will continue to bless you in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the night, wherever you are. Uchemefo, that is all I have for now. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and I say amen to that, and I urge you to remain resolute because the journey has just begun. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and we are reaching you from London. Let us go back to the line to Barrister Emma Mezu and get his view and opinion so far. I don't know whether Barrister is there, but let's see. Barrister, are you hearing me? No, Barrister is not there. Barrister is not there. Let us go to Prince Darlington. Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, Uche, I can hear you clear.
Right. Can you give us your opinion and perspective on issues so far, please?
Yes, thank you, Uche, before. I just want to say one or two things before I go on, because this struggle is something that a lot of people have been shouting, I am a Biafran. They are shouting, I'm behind our director, we are this, we are that, but when it's time for action, you wouldn't see any one of them. Uche, something happened here in Senegal. As the volunteer force leader here in Dakar, Senegal, I want to tell you that the same thing that happened in the Bible between Gideon and his soldiers happened here in Senegal. The repetition of what happened that we all read in the Bible happened here on Friday. And my volunteer force members, the real formidable volunteer force members, are witness to that. You know, the Igbo people, they are good in talking too much, gossiping. When it's time for action, they cannot even do anything. I made it clear to them that in this struggle, those people who say they want to volunteer themselves to serve our nation, Biafra, must take an oath of allegiance according to the direction given to me or given to every coordinators all over the world by our director, Nnamdi Kanu. But what happened is this. I have the list of over 27 people who has volunteered themselves to serve this country, our country, Biafra. But when the issue of taking oaths came up, do you know that it is only 15 people that were able to stand to take this oath? The rest of the people, they all ran away. But these are the people that are shouting, claiming, we want to join, we are here, we want to go home, we want to fight, we want to kill ourselves, people, we want to do. But common oath, to take oath of allegiance is not common anywhere, but to take oath of allegiance, not to be insubordinate, not to betray a brother, not to go against the leadership of Nnamdi Kanu, not to put any of the life of the indigenous people of Biafra in danger. You cannot take it. If you cannot be able to take such oath, how can you convince me that you will be able to face our enemy in the battle? Which you see, when this happened, I told those who were able to take the oath, who have brought themselves out to take the oath, I told them that you people are the chosen one. I remind them of what happened when Gideon wanted to go to war. And I am grateful to those who have summoned the courage to take the oath and to stand gallantly to serve our nation. Now, I want to say something about our director. You see, Uche, our director is one man in a million. His type I have never seen before. He is a passionate man. At the same time, he is a genius. I call him my living hero. I call him the man who talk and do. I call him the man whose voice is always shaking the foundation of that zoo called Nigeria. Which is, see what happened. Our director is a kind of person that everybody wants to step on his toes because they know he is a passionate person. But because of his clean hand, because of his kind of life, he doesn't lie. A lot of people now are trying to rebel against him. But they will always try, but they will always fail. In Biafra land, a lot of those people who are gathering themselves around him, calling him director, we are with you, we are with you, they are not with him. Which, look at what happened. This our director, I have seen this far before now. Before now, I have seen it. That those he trusted so much will betray him. If somebody like Ebelechukwu and Ebuagu, I know you are listening to my voice right now, let our director stop calling her our sister. Please, I beg you, director, wherever you are listening right now, stop calling Ebelechukwu and Ebuagu our sister. Ebelechukwu and Ebuagu is not my sister. She is not our sister. Because if Ebelechukwu and Ebuagu is our sister, she will not bring people that plans to assassinate our director. She came and giving us crocodile tears that she used to give to us always. And she pretended to be with us. She even took an oath. After that, she did all the plan to do, but Chukwu Abiyama is greater than them. Because even the Bible says that 10,000 may gather by my side and millions by my left side, but they will not come close to me. Our director is a man whom God has chosen to come and give us Biafra. Therefore, Commander Okezie, or whatever you call your name, I don't need to threat you, I don't need to tell you anything on air. What I want to tell you is continue. The judgment day is near. Whatever you are doing to the indigenous people of Biafra, continue doing it. The judgment day is close.
Ikechukwu-Enyago, you are from Ojebu-Ogene. Your village is very, very known. It's well known to all the indigenous people of Biafra. When you lost your father last time, it is the indigenous people of Biafra that took care of your father's burial. I want to put it on air for people to put it in record. You had nothing in Malaysia. You are just a nuisance in Malaysia. For ambulating, doing nothing. You lost your father, you cannot even raise even one naira. It is the indigenous people of Biafra, under the command of Nnamdi Kanu, that did what? That gave your father a befitting burial. Even when he was in the hospital, I have the record of all information, about information of everything that happened. We take care of you, we did everything we're supposed to do for you, until you begin to choose your way of life that is leading you to your death. Okezie and his cohort, Ngozi Mmadu, I know all of you are listening. Ebi Asoba, I know all of you are listening. The die is cast. You people have started this battle, and I want you people to know that the battle is already at your doorsteps. Therefore, our director is the man who will give us Biafra. Uche, please, let director not use that name again. Our sister, our sister, our sister. How can your sister sell you to your enemies? Your sister did not sell you to your enemy. Your brother cannot sell you to your enemy. If a Ebere Chukwuanuko can bring the enemy and pretended to take and took the oath and pretended to be with us and was crying, she want to co-host the program with our director in order to set him up and give him over to Nigeria police, Ebere Chukwuanuko, you are number one enemy of this struggle. I want to put it on air for you to know that. And those people that are supporting you, whether they're giving you money or pushing you to do all these things you have done, I want you to know that those people are going down with you. Because the road which you have chosen is a road to your death. That is one. Which, what I want to say about Nigerian military is this. I am speaking from direct information, undiluted. Do you know that these Hausa Fulani military men are systematically killing the Biafrans that is among them as Nigerian soldiers? Whenever you hear in news that 500 Nigerian soldiers died, I want you to mark it somewhere that 455 are Igbo, Biafran, gallant soldiers. They carry all these our soldiers, they put them in the war front, in the hotted zone where the battle is too hot for them to be killed. They are reducing the number of our soldiers. They are reducing the number of Igbo people, of our Biafran soldiers who are working with them because they know that we are fearless. They are doing this because they know that the die is cast. Very soon, 2015, we will know who is who. Do you know that over there in the north, whenever there is a very strong operation need to be carried out, all the Hausa people go back, they front all the Igbo people. And when the Igbo people say, why is it only we that you people are putting to the front line of this struggle, of this war, they will carry the person, either put him in the prison. I know about five people that are in prison as I'm speaking right now. Because they say they don't want to give their life again. Because they are dying like chicken. Boko Haram will plan where they want to operate. The Nigerian military, top militaries, they will now, they will retreat all the Hausa people that is among them. Then they now place all the Igbo people, all the Biafran people there for them to be killed. This is direct information that I'm getting, that I'm putting on air for all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world to know that these people is killing our soldiers. Systematically, they are bringing us down. But I want to tell you people also to know, you Hausa Fulani oligarchy that are listening to us now, the mayhem, the killing of the pogrom of 1967-70 is now turning back against you. All the people that you killed in Biafra-Nigeria war is now turning back against you. All the numbers of the people that you are counting killed in Borinu, killed in wherever, I don't even want to call the name because the name is not conversant with me. I'm not an Hausa man. Those places that you are killing your people is the same. Until you people kill yourself up to 10 million of you, of your numbers, then I will believe that now God of Biafra is already working in our favor. So let the killing continue in the north. Any Igbo man who doesn't want to come down from Biafra land, if you are being killed, that is your own cup of tea. Because Ohanaeze is already taking bribe, collecting bribe. When they collect 5 billion, they kill you, they don't announce about you, they don't talk anything about you. They don't even bring you to Biafra land. They bury you in a mass grave, and your family may not even know that you are already a dead man. So if you are hearing, if you are listening to Radio Biafra right now, and you are an Igbo person, you have a brother or sister or parents in the north, tell the person to leave the north right now, because 2015 is here. The Nigerian military are killing our soldiers, and they are also killing their own brother too. So what I want to say is that whosoever that has ELT listening, Nigeria is already divided. We know 100% that Nigeria is already divided. The only thing that is shaking them, making them to be agitating, Buhari, I want to be president of Nigeria, Atiku, I want to be president of Nigeria. 30 years ago, Buhari ruled Nigeria. Now he wants to come back again to rule us again. To rule Nigeria again. Buhari can rule Nigeria, but not Biafra. We are getting our country. So what I want to make out of this news that you have given this night, number one is this. I want our Igbo people to start coming back from the north, because they are now killing our people and killing their own people too. So if they can kill their own people anyhow, how much more that you that is a Christian? Uche, if anybody that is killed in the north after this December that didn't come back, that person is a coward. Junaid Muhammad, or what do they call him, insulted a whole Igbo nation, calling us fools, calling us losers, calling us all different kind of names. I have been reading news to hear an Igbo elder statement that can come up and say, who is this person talking to? Nobody has responded to this man, because they are all fools. They talk about the funding of Radio Biafra and the digital people of Biafra, you run away. They tell you about Biafra, you run away. But you are there. Your people are there dying. You are suffering. You have property in north, have property in south, you have property everywhere. But your life and that property, which one is most important? You talk about Biafra, they tell you forget about Biafra. We cannot get Biafra. Biafra is a dead issue. Myself, President became Okon. I am standing for Biafra, and I am ready to die for Biafra. So those who doesn't want to listen or to support what we are doing, you can go far. Even the Bible made me to know that if man refuse to fight for God, he is going to raise a stone, and the stones will fight for him. And I want to encourage those who are supporting us financially to be steadfast, keep doing what they are doing. The man that our COC called his name from America, I forgot his name right now. I thank you so much. You are on wheelchair, and you still bring out, you dip your hand into your pocket to bring money to support in what we are doing, because you are a true Biafran. My brother, I say, may every one of your family members remain blessed. Everything you do, God is going to uplift you and bless you. Odenigbo is on sick bed, but he is supporting what we are doing. How much more these foolish people, Igbo men, they say that Nnamdi Kanu is too saucy, Nnamdi Kanu is insulting them, Nnamdi Kanu is too... Have you people responded to Junaid Muhammad, who said that all Igbos are fools? You have not responded to this man. But when Nnamdi Kanu is telling you the truth, you begin to gossip against him, you begin to rebel against him. There is no man that I have seen in the history of this resurrection of this movement that is like Nnamdi Kanu, because number one, oh Jesus, he is with truth. And I thank God when I listen to the nonsense recorded voice of OKZ, he said that when they asked Nnamdi Kanu to pay money for the ammunition, and then Nnamdi Kanu said he will not pay, and he did not pay. I thank God. And you claim you fooled him. You didn't fool anybody, you fooled yourself. Because I didn't think he gave you the money, 1 million naira that you asked for. That is when you said that you fooled him. You have never gotten the money, and you said that he fooled you. The only money you are enjoying is the money that is under the control of Ebere Chukwu and Uwagu. As the African Red, all the money that is being contributed all from Africa is going to her. And I want to Ebere Chukwu and Uwagu to know that she supposed to give account of every penny that is sent to Biafra, because I am contributing also. My money is involved. So Uche, what I want to say before I give you, I give other people a chance to continue, is this.
Yes, make it snappy, please. Round up.
Thank you. Thank you. What I want to say is this. The volunteer force member here in Senegal are formidable. I'm talking about these 15 men that I have at hand that I'm looking at. They are formidable. We need 30 men, but I already have 15 able men that have taken the oath of allegiance and ready and swear to the oath to stand within them the canon to get past Biafra. I want to thank you people to keep on keeping on as Uchenefo always tell us on Radio Biafra, and I'm expecting the remaining 15 people who are capable, who are formidable, who are resilient, those who are not listening to Sendcast. I am waiting for you people to come up, to identify yourself so that we can march together and go back home to get Biafra. Uche, thank you so much. I'm standing by.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Of course, when I come back to you, you'll give us your closing remarks because we are overrunning and we must end this program. I will now go to Barrister Mamezu. Barrister Mamezu will give us his closing remark as well and, of course, a summary of his thoughts. Barrister, are you hearing me?
Yes, Chairman Four, thank you very much for this evening. Of course, we are down for today's broadcast. Tomorrow, we will always carry on preaching until Biafra is restored. Good evening, once again, fellow Biafrans. Let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, those who are able to get through to this evening broadcast, and those who couldn't, because we do have loads of calls and only few that we could manage here, that we have so many people calling Radio Biafra because of the interest and because of the restoration of Biafra. All of you are keen to restoring Biafra. And of course, we have few ones amongst you who are kind of taking us aback and thinking that Biafra will be a story to be told on a different generation. But we believe that this particular generation will see and witness the evidence of Biafra restoration. We thank all of you wherever you're listening from, and those of our friends and our well-wishers, those who believe that Biafra must be restored. Manchukwu Abiam, bless all of you kindly, and of course, wish all your heart's desires to be met. Once again, if you are for Biafra, you will preach for Biafra. Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram have one singular agenda for us, to exterminate us, not even to Islamize us, because if they are here to Islamize us, they will spare our people, but they are killing them. So obviously the agenda is not to Islamize, because you have to Islamize somebody who you spared his or her life, but what they are doing is killing us off. So it has nothing to do with Islam. Tomorrow they will tell you, Islam or Muslim is a peaceful religion for those who could easily be deceived. Do not listen to all those crap. Do not listen to all those rubbish. Their agenda is to kill all of you, dear friend. If you want to die, you carry on misbehaving. If you want to live, you will help into the resurrection of Biafra. May Chukwu Abiam guide all of you. Director, wherever you are, Chukwu Abiam also protect and guide you and shine light in everything you do. And our people, stop God's help in the restoration of Biafra. Contribute your defense money. Contribute your monthly amount. Let us come together, unite, and get Biafra. Good night and good evening to all of you, HMFO. Thank you for the hosting of this program. Tomorrow is another day.
Thank you. Thank you, Barrister, and good night. And may God continue to bless you and bless your family. And indeed, the family of Biafrans around you. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcaster. We now go to Dr. Iranya to give us his summary of his thoughts and viewpoints, and of course, proceeding to giving us his own closing remarks. Doctor, are you hearing me?
Yes, which I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, thank you for the time you spent with us today. I know you have learned a lot from us, and we have also learned a lot from you. Let me try to say a word or two to my brother, Chine Duduru, the Zonal Coordinator for IPOB in Madrid. I don't know if, Chinedu, you are on the IPOB European Forum. If you are there, you will have seen my opening address. where I stated that in most cases, our coordinators, zonal and national, they do the hard part, the hardest part of the job, which is making sure they pay their money, and they neglect to do the easiest part, which is providing proof or evidence of payment. That, to me, seems to be what is happening in your zone, or rather, in the entire the Spain IPOB. I would want to, you know, appeal to the zonal coordinators, the national coordinators, and the continental rep, because we have a proverb which I remember very vividly, that the great musician Star Warrior used to say so. He said, I can take it upon myself to be getting this proof of payment directly from the zonal coordinators. But that is not right. You were given the responsibility of a national coordinator. If your zonal coordinator sends you a proof of payment, the only thing it will take you is just to hit the forward button in your computer or your cell phone. Just hit the forward button and send it to your continental rep. And if you're a continental rep and you get a proof of payment from your national coordinator or even from your zonal coordinator, you just press the forward button. That is all. And then you send it to our sister, Nenaya. I know that all the continental reps, they have the email address of our sister, Nenaya. It does not take you more than a minute. It does not take you more than a minute to hit that forward button and type in the email address of our sister, Nenaya, and forward that document and relieve yourself of all the problems. Because right now, I have come on air to chastise Chinedu Duru, and he has come out here to prove that he has done his own part of the job, but the national coordinator is yet to do his. That is appalling. That is not acceptable. That is regrettable, and that is a big shame. I have to be this very hard because so zonal coordinators, national coordinators, continental rep, please be alive to your responsibility. It is no longer business as usual. And like I keep saying, I am not going to let any zone or country get away without paying their October and November monthly dues. That is not going to happen. Secondly, I have just sent an inbox to the Facebook inbox message of all the continental rep, reminding them that they are still defaulting on sending me the list of their active members country by country. I have moved that deadline to Monday, tomorrow, the 24th. They complained that it was too short. I have moved it to 24th of November. I need that list. We cannot be saying that we want to implement things in Biafra and we cannot lead by example. I need that list because I want to use that list in order to make certain changes and make things go very well. I want to know, in Madrid, how many active members do you have? So if we say Madrid is going to pay 200 euro, for instance, we have to be sure that their membership strength is enough for them to pay that, so that we don't have leave the burden of all that financial burden on Mazi Chinedu Duru. So that we'll be very realistic in our planning. And it also form the nucleus of our database for some other things we need to do. So please, it's very important. Tomorrow is the day I need that list. And like I sent to you in that Facebook inbox, it has to be in Excel spreadsheet because I want to be running program with that document. Uche, at this point, I will say Very big thank you to you. I will also not end this without appealing to Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom, to please come out and support us. We want to build a nation that is comparable to what we have in the modern society. We 24-hour power supply, yes, we can. Good road, yes, we can. Telecommunication, information and communication technology, yes, we can. Good train rail network, yes, we can. A very good, sound, high-level education system, yes, we can. And the best health system, yes, we can. We can do it in the nation Biafra. And how do we do that? We do that by, first of all, getting our nation. If people who are incapacitated, who are single mothers, who have a lot of working against them, can come out and participate and contribute, then why not you? Please, think about this thing. I would like to appreciate again, Uche, just before I round up, before I sign up, I'd like to appreciate Maazi Ikem Ojukwu, our daddy from Adazian in Anambra. You are doing well. God will surely bless you. Maazi Ikem Ojukwu, our sister, Makawanebo. God will bless you. Ifeoma Linda Chimoba. God will bless you. Freddie Hunter. We shall remember you and God will bless you too. And of course, our own Professor Denibo. Despite your huge medical bill, you are always there to support us. God will bless you. And God will bless all Biafrans. Those who are pursuing Biafra restoration in truth and in honesty. God will bless you. God will bless Maazi Uche Mefor. God will bless Barista Imamezu. God will bless Darlington. That was with us today. God will bless Maazi Nnamdi Kanu, the director of Radio Biafra, the commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the sovereign state of Biafra, and the leader of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. God bless everybody. Good night from Houston. Uche, bye.
Thank you very much, Doctor, for that. Thank you very much. And may God bless you too and your family and the family of Biafrans where you are. We are about to end this program, but let us break protocol and take this call. The caller on the phone, please make it snappy. Your name and where you're calling from, we're about to close. The caller on the phone, are you hearing me?
Hello, Uchimapo. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Festus. My name is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London.
Yes, Festus, can you please close the website you are listening from, please? Close the website.
Sorry, my name is Festus Anekwe. I'm calling from London. And by grace of God, the coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra here in London. I come from Adaba in Uzuwane, Enugu state of Biafra. I want to use this opportunity to thank our people, Biafrans, living in UK and London precisely, for all their efforts and their contribution, seeing that we get our nation back from the hands of the enemies, from those that say that we are not going to have peace, from those that say that we are not going to enjoy what God blessed us with. But they are forgotten that they are not the one that put those things there for us to enjoy. And God didn't put it there for us to suffer, to be running away from our land, to be slaves all over the world. That is what they don't know. God put it there for us to enjoy, and we are going to enjoy it. So I thank and I appeal to every one of us living in London here, like our PRO have just announced that we are going to have our meeting this Saturday coming, I encourage all of you. You know that somehow things have been going wrong for some weeks now. But I tell you, we are about to fix everything. So I call upon all of you to come on this Saturday. Come prepared. Come energized. Because we are going to discuss and put things the way it should be. And things will start moving and move the more than how it was been moving before. Because this is a challenge that just came up, and we are going to face the challenge and we are going to win it. So I want to appeal to all of you. Nobody should be confused any longer. Because in every good thing that will come, something like this has to happen. And that is what exactly will happen. So if we can be able to cross this bridge right now, we've won it. And I believe that we can cross it, because we can. So please, for those of us who believe in what we are doing, get yourself prepared. Come on Saturday. We are going to make up our contribution for the month of December that is about to reach. We don't have our meeting last week, that we're supposed to have two meetings before November finish, but we couldn't be able to because of what happens. So this Saturday, we are going to make up everything. So please, I appeal to you to get yourself prepared and come. Come with ideas. Come with contributions on where to move things forward, on where to put things right way. Because we must get our country. We must be free from this kind of situation we are in. Our people are living under bondage for a long time. And now that through Radio Biafra, our eyes have opened, we have known it, let us fight for it and get it. Because it is our duty. So I thank each and every one of you. Those that believe in what we are doing, please, be there and be on time. Thank you, dear friends all over the world. Good night.
Thank you very much. That was the coordinator of London, Mazi Fesusane Kwe. Thank you very much. And of course, we will be proceeding to close this program. And because we have overrun, but before then, Darlington, please, can you just sum up, please, not a speech. Give us a closing remark, please. Darlington, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you, Richard. The indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, lovers of freedom and friends of Biafra, I thank you so much for listening to us today. Biafra restoration is pivotal. It is paramount to us. We have no other option than to restore Biafra. Therefore, I urge each and every one of us that is living here in Dakar, Senegal, listening, to endeavor and attend our meeting every Friday at Yongole. Please come out and support this struggle so that we can get our nation. Thank you very much, and good night, Uche.
Thank you very much. That was Darlington Mazi, that Prince Darlington from Senegal. We appreciate all your contribution. I will not be able to take more calls. There are still calls coming in, but we are overrunning. My apologies. We will be able to take these calls in the subsequent edition of the program. Please, my apologies. I am not disposed at the moment to take more calls because we must close this program. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast, and this has been the PM edition for the 23rd of November 2014. And we have deliberated, we have rubbed minds together. It is time to go. We continue to ask God Almighty Himself to continue to protect us, to continue to renew us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from London. My name is Uche Mefo. Tomorrow is another day.